declare the songs this morning. And when we look at those and when we reflect upon the songs that we have been singing on, yes, there is nothing else that can give us hope apart from the gospel of Jesus. That's what we have been declaring about. And God has led me to go through one of the areas which I am dealing with myself. And so when I come here, I come prepared, not only for the sermon, but in a way God how deals with me. And also I come here in the process of what God is dealing with me. So I'm going to bring the same here today. Have you been in a situation, in a place? You know, usually it comes in the cartoon. If I think of, probably this is one of the cartoons I remember, Tom and Jerry sort of cartoons. Many of us know. When Tom sits under possibly a coconut tree or something, you think the worst has come and it's finished. And then suddenly the last coconut falls. You know, you have that experience or that joke to say, now, you know what? I have been going through this for some time. Or I have been struggling in this area for some time. And nothing worse can happen now. And the feeling that you get when the last coconut drops on the head is worse than all those which have happened before. But you know what? Even in those times, even in the times, even if the last coconut drops on the head, we still be standing and saying, yet I will praise the Lord. That's where we will be looking at. No matter what is coming through, no matter what is happening in the life, no matter, you know, there is no way out at all now. All I am seeing is I am sinking in the situations without any hope. Nothing is going to change me. Then still stand up and say, yet I will praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And this is where we will be looking into where God has been dealing with me in those situations to say, no matter what is happening, Joel, in my life right now, no matter you think you are the deepest or the deepest pit ever, and one thing my soul said was, yet I will praise the Lord. And this is where I want to bring this morning. We have been looking at and praying at the things that might happen even for a nation as well. As our nation is going through. Yes, when we look at it, we are thinking it's far away out there about the nation. But let me take you to the personal thing of what we are dealing with. What is happening in our lives. And as Pastor already mentioned, yes, the nation needs to the change. But what change do we have to need is ourselves. We all want the change. But we are the carriers of the change. And we need to be the first ones to do that. So the song Pastor was singing this morning was, as deer pants for the water, so will my soul. Psalm 42. Why is the deer panting there? It's probably it was running and running and running. Maybe you could think the escaping from the predator. Maybe it was thirsting, looking at one drop of water. We might think in the situation, going through a desert for a long time, what we are looking at for, that oasis which will bring, you know, even some little water will change the whole thing. And when you are looking into one drop of water, I have been running through this for a very long time. If you look at the verse, Psalm 42, verse 1, 2, 3. As the deer pants for the water brooks, so pants my soul for you, O God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? My tears have been my food day and night. While they continually say to me, where is your God? Have you been in a situation where tears have been your day and night? Have you been in a situation where you have been running towards the oasis but could not find it anymore? You are passing through the desert and thinking, I am close to you. I am getting there almost. I'll be there soon. Running and running and finding out, you know what? No glimpse of that oasis to find at all. I am searching. I am looking for God, who is the living God. And maybe the people around will be asking the questions, where is your God? If your God is real, if you are serving the living God whom you think you are living God, where is your God in the circumstances you are going through? Where is he when you think you are slow and the lowest of the point? They are questioning, where is your God? But yet I will say, I will praise the Lord. No matter what is going through. This psalm is compiled by, or they, what is written as, by the sons of Korah. Sons of Korah. Korah is the person who called himself to be the leader, and he's against Moses. All the time, he wants to prove himself to be the leader and questioning and guiding the people in the wrong direction. And if you see the story in Numbers, you will be able to look in those what has actually happened to him. And this, Korah has got sons, and these Korah's sons choose to follow Moses instead of his father. And then, when God speaks to Moses and the earth splits, the ground splits and swallows Korah and his followers because he has spoken against Moses. And these two sons standing there and singing this song to say, you know what? Even though my father is gone, even though my family is gone, even though looking at the things that ground opening up and swallowing his father and his relatives and those followed his father are swallowed up by the ground, these two standing up and saying, I will trust the Lord. This is where in the situation of losing everybody and also where there might be the situations, you know, for what the fathers or the family members have done, you will be in a position to face some consequences where people might be thinking, because of your dad, we had to go through these situations now. I have lost my loved ones as well. People accusing, pointing at you and saying, because of what you followed or what you are, we are going through as well. But these people, these sons of Korah, stood up and said, no matter what is happening, even though the ground is opening up and swallowing them, what I chose is to stand up and praise the Lord. That's the trust they have in there. One thing I want to say, it is not the trials that God is looking at into that you may escape the trials. One thing I'm learning is that God, when we are looking at, probably the best example I can choose from is the three young men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. We know the story very well. We think, yes, God would have stopped them before going into fire. Or God would have put off the fire. Or God would have changed the king's heart. But let me tell you, God does not go above, under, or beside. What God helps us is when we are going through it. That's where God will deliver us. Even though I walk through the valley, the shadow of the valleys of death, he is there. Even though when we are walking through Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, you have to go through the fire. When you go through the fire, I'll be there in that situation. And I will deliver you from the fire, not above, beside, or under, where we look for. We want to be saved or delivered, liberated, not being in the situation thinking, I don't want to go through it. Maybe God will stop me from where I'm going through. Or maybe God will hold me there and bring me out of it. No, you have to go through and be refined to come out the other way, to know God is in that fire with you, bringing you out in a way even you are not smelling the smoke of the fire on you. Amen. That's the God we are serving. This is home who our living God is, where we are serving. We are going through a very tough time right now. But you know what? I decided. This word came to me. We are praying at work the other day. There are a couple of people who remind me always in their prayers. They said, Joel, I was actually praying for my son, but God brought your name into my mind. This was 4 o'clock in the morning. There was no reason to remember you. But God gave me your name to pray for you. And she was praying. She started praying for her son. But then after praying for her son, she knelt down and lifted me in her prayers. That day was a difficult day for me. I'm dealing with a situation where possibly nobody would be like to be. But God knew exactly. And she came to the work and said, God laid your name on my heart to pray. And that's when we are praying, I said, thank you very much. I know why God gave you my name to pray for. But one thing I said, yet I will praise the Lord. Let's look at into verse 11 in Psalm 42. The same people come here and comes. Why are you cast down, O my soul? And why are you disquieted within me? Hope in God, for I shall yet praise him. No matter what brings you down, your soul, your body, and you might be thinking, I'm not at peace. I am going through this. Why am I feeling that I can't even deal with anymore? But for this reason, I will stand and say, I hope in my God. For I shall yet praise him. Yet I will praise him. Not because he is provider. Because doing one. No. No matter what is happening, my health is not permitting me to do what I'm supposed to be doing. My sickness is not going away. I know very well the people who have been very much committed in this place, putting their health issues away, putting their own stress away, and very much committed and saying, yet I will serve my Lord. Yet I will trust my God. Yet I will stand. And we still see them standing here. Uncle Richard, thank you very much. You know what? It's always. And Uncle John, when they say, you know what? No matter I'm going through the cancerous situation, yet I will praise my God. And Uncle Richard is cancer free today. Praise God. Hallelujah. And we people, you know what? Yes, we can read the stories from the Bible, but we have the stories for ourselves to say and say, yet I will praise the Lord no matter what it is. And we have that in here. We talk about the stories in there. I have my own story. And to say, I hope in God, yet I am praising God. I praise the living God. I have my story. And everyone does in here. And not to be drawn into the situations. No. Whatever is happening, no matter what we are going through, let us stand up, raise up and say, yet I will praise the Lord. Yet I will praise the Lord. The help of my countenance and my God. Yes, the country is going through such a confusion. But we know what? We are not moved. We are not shaken. Because we sang a song this morning as well. I know who my fortress is. I know who my refuge is. I have a refuge. And I'm standing. And I will trust in the Lord. Because my confidence is in the Lord. I am not trusting in those horses. I am not trusting in those chariots. I'm not trusting where people put their trust. They are worried. What happens to the financial system when we come out of the EU? What is happening to be the stock market there when we come out of EU? Why are we worried? Because we have our Lord on our side, so we are not worried. No matter what is happening, people have fallen, but I am still standing because we trust in the name of the Lord who is living. Yet I will praise him. Wherever the situations are, yet I will praise him. One thing, when I was preparing for this sermon as well, and I was reflecting, and I heard some creaking noise of the floorboards this morning. The good thing about having floorboards which creak is whoever, whatever is happening, you know what's happening there. We can't take everything negative. I look into positive things, and yes. Then I said, who is it? And this voice comes, you know me, Daddy. I was like, but who are you? And he goes, you know me, Daddy. But still, I need to know you, Jaden, I said. And he said, that's what you know. I'm Jaden. Why are you asking? And he said, you know who I am. And I thought. And also, Jaden said, you know my name. God knows your name. You know who you are in the Lord. He knows you by name. I knew who he was when he was walking. Even the sounds when he was making, I knew it was Jaden. But still I asked, who are you? And he said, you know who I am. If in a question where you are asking, God knows who you are. God has got your name written in the center of his palm to say, I know you. I stretched my arms and I was hung on that tree just for you, nobody else, because I love you. Because I love you. That's the reason. No matter what I'm going through, I know, I believe in the finished work of that cross, on that cross, what Jesus did. So I know. So we played that song this morning. I know who I am. And I am what he says I am. And we have been singing that song this morning. And dancing and cheering up. No matter what the situation. Yet I will praise the Lord. There is a quotation from an author, which says, I'll come back to that. I had to put it that, but I'll come back to that. But we'll look at into one more reference. Habakkuk chapter 3, verses 17 to 19. This is a place where Israelites will be given captivity to the Babylonians, and they will come along and they will be under captive and ruled by them. Habakkuk gets this word from the Lord, and this is what the heading in my Bible, New King James Version translation says, a hymn of faith. Though the fig tree may not blossom, nor fruit be on the vines, though the labor of the olive may fail, and the fields yield no food, though the flock may be cut off from the fold, and there be no herd in the stalls, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in God of my salvation. When we look back into the verse from 17, it talks about the fig tree. For Israelites, it's quite a basic, or you can say it as a food which is normally given. And also we can see those relating to Israelites very much. If we can go back to the slide back, please, Pastor. Yes. Though the fig may not blossom, nor the fruit on the vines, we are talking about a staple food for the Israelites, and thinking the basic things of life, even though there is no fruit on the tree, even though there is no fruit on the vines, which grapes again, something to drink, though the labor of the olive may fail, which is oil, which is very much resemble or related to the basic needs of the Israelites then, the olive. And the fields yield no food. What we are talking about here, the changes that may happen, nothing good happens in the lives. Even to the basic things, everything is ripped off. You think that there is nothing. The flock may be cut off from the fold. Everything which is cattle shows the prosperity or the name that is given out there, depending upon how much cattle you have. And there'll be no herd in the stalls. Even those stalls and even those inns become empty. There is nothing left. We are talking about, you know what? In one word, you have nothing. Everything has been taken. Everything is not according to what you are looking for. Maybe the health record which is showing, you know what? This is not good. As you may be, some of you guys know, yes, Ravali is going through pain and she's having discomfort every night to sleep. But one thing she is doing and standing up say, yet I will praise the Lord. And when we look at the finances and the bank and we think, there is no penny. But still, as I was talking about the coconuts, when the last coconut drops on your head, let me tell you a few things. You know, we just finished Christmas and New Year. All the money goes on to when you got two boys. Bless them, they haven't asked for much. But you know, you have to give the presents you feel like it, and also you love for the loved ones, and you spend almost. And if you are getting your pay on the last Friday of the month, it's even such a trouble. Let me tell you why. If it is the last Friday of the month you are getting paid, that will be the 31st of January. So I looked at and I thought, let me see when is the last Friday of the month before the Christmas, because I wanted to see when the last month day, the last Friday is the 31st of January. That's when I get paid. So, from Christmas or New Year to the last month, after all the expenses, it's quite hard to move. So this week, Monday, we are going on bits by bits, kind of struggling. But praise God, yet we'll praise Him, and He's the provider, not the bank account. But still, you know, money makes things happen. Rawali's tire was punctured, car tire. And we thought, oh no, that's okay. Let's go and get it fixed. But I thought, you know, let's use my car for now. we'll keep her car aside. So we parked that car aside. That was on Monday morning. Tuesday afternoon, I drive my car to the church, come here after finishing. On the way back, what happens? My car tire punctured. And okay, I said, I phoned these guys who fixed the car tire and asked, okay, can you actually repair the punctures rather than changing the tire? It's expensive. And they said, okay, come on in. Let me see what I can do. And I thought, okay. It was about 6 o'clock in the evening now, by the time I have to make a decision. And the shop closes at 6. It was about 5:40 or something, last 5-10 minutes before the shop closes. And I went there. He looked at the tire and he said, I'm really sorry, I can't repair this. And I said, why? Because the screw that's got into the tire was on the edge. So if that comes in, you can't fix it. You have to sadly change the tire. And that wasn't a good place to be when you know you got very much or very less in the bank account. You know the bank account, and when the receipt, you see the receipt as well, and you think, oh, well, what do you do now? But praise God, He opens the way. Somehow I managed to get my tire fixed, and I came home, told Ravali, you know what, this is where we are going through, but after this, the worst could have happened is, yes, her got tire was punctured. This tire was punctured. That was the last coconut, I thought. And suddenly on Friday, from nowhere, it's nobody's fault or what happened, we don't know, Ethan lost his phone. And it is necessary for him to have because he goes to school on his own in public transport. And you think, wow, I thought that was my last coconut. And this one drops on. One thing. Yet I will praise my Lord. We may be looking at and thinking, why is it happening to me? Why this is, I'm already dealing other issues in my life. There are so many things I'm going through in terms of health, in terms of situations, family. But you know one thing? Yet I will praise the Lord. And that's where I am here today to say, no matter what the things around me look like, I will soar above the storm. I will soar above as eagle. I will run, but not faint. I will run, but not grow weary. I will walk, but not faint, because I will trust in the Lord. And that's where we are looking at, even though everything goes, there is no other source. But Habakkuk kind of comes out to say, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. The deer was looking at to have the source to see, where will I get my water from? Or what is happening? Where will I get this? But when you know the Lord is your strength, when you know the joy comes in the morning, though you know, when you know that the strength of the Lord, when you are standing, when you are claiming it, the deer, when you see verse 19, the Lord God is my strength. In every situation, no matter it is, the last coconut dropped on your head thinking that's the end of it, we raise up and say, the Lord is my strength. He will make my feet like deer's feet. You know, I was looking at what does kind of, they are very quick to make a turn, deer's feet. And we see that they don't kind of start. Their acceleration starts instant. When the deer starts running, they don't kind of start slowly and run. Their acceleration is very quick. And God will make our feet to be like that, no matter what the situation is. And he will make me walk on my high heels. And I was reading a couple of times and thinking, why do I walk my high heels? And I thought, no, that was not my high heels. It was high heels. So in case if the women are looking at high and then thought high heels, please, I just want to make sure it's not the high heels. God will make me to walk on the high heels. When he calls you, he will put you in the place where he wants you to be. No matter how low you feel, no matter the things that you think this is the end, no matter what the situation is never going to change, no matter, you know, going through this, the situations are work at not at all, they are not changing. The situation at the work becomes even worse, worse and worse, from worse to worse. One thing, if our attitude is to say, yet I will praise the Lord, your feet will be like deer's feet. My finances, yes, very low, but still, I will praise the Lord. I will run through, because the one who promised me to have the abundant life, he said, I have come here to give you life, life in abundance. We are not only looking at, some translation, I think it is the English Standard Version, says the other way as well, in terms of saying, I have come here to make you rich and give you life. I'm not talking about the prosperity gospel or prosperity. What I'm talking about here is God will meet our needs. When we are thinking, my health doesn't permit me to do the things anymore, just stop a second and think how far we have come. How long it has been that, yes, Uncle John mentions this all the time. Though he may be pain sometimes, he's got the pain himself, but he will be pain for somebody, especially me sometimes. But I bless Uncle John anyway. He says sometimes, I'm going through pain, I am tired, but I will fight it by the grace of God. And nothing can stop me from praising him by his grace. He has had cancer a couple of times. He is still standing. Yes, he complains about aches and pains and arthritis. He is still standing because one secret he found, knowing or unknowing, he always been saying, yet I will praise the Lord. And there where we should be today, to say, yet I will praise the Lord. Last verse before I close this. And I want to really, God has asked me to minister today. And in terms of praying with you as well. We don't want to know what we are going through. You know. God knows what you are going through. But we want to just stand by you and say, yet we will praise God for you and your life. The thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. Even though we think the situations we are going through, I am done, the enemy comes in every form, in every, the most loved part of your life, to destroy, to steal the joy, to steal the peace, to steal what you have, to steal everything. What his job is to steal, kill, and destroy. That's the enemy for us. But what we have in us is different. The one who is in me is greater than the one who is in the world. You know what? The one who is in me came for. He did not come just to take away those things, what the thief does. But he has a plan and a purpose in my life. And he knew exactly what to do with my life. And the one who is in me says to me, I have come that you may have life. And that you may have it more abundantly. Yes, that it says they may have. I'm a bit selfish here because I speak to it myself. Jesus, he came here to give life. No matter what the enemy has taken away from you. And has planted you something which is shouldn't be in your life. Thinking this is what you are going through now. Nothing can change. Nobody can change your life anymore. The guilt that he has placed, taking away the peace. The area that he has put in, where he thinks your salvation is not anymore for you. And the enemy may come and say, when are you going to raise up from the situation you are in? That's not going to happen for you. You will be still panting as the deer is panting for the waters. You are not going to change that situation anymore. But my Lord says, when he came, and when he has come into my life, and when I know, when I go to him, he said that I will have life. And the life he gives me is abundant. That I may have this life abundantly. Not with a restriction. Yes, there are freedom. There is freedom and there are boundaries for my good. But he said, I will have the life abundantly. And I praise God for what he has put me through. Because I know he will make a way through it. And whatever the situation I'm going through, he will make a way through it. Because he is my way maker. And that is why, yet I will praise him. The last one, and I will close. This author writes, she wrote a book. And part of the book, in that blob, she writes, there is no obstacle which our Savior's love cannot overcome. The high places of victory and union with Christ can be reached by learning to accept day by day the actual conditions and the tests permitted by God by laying down of our own will and accepting his. The lessons of accepting and triumphing over evil, of becoming acquainted with grief and pain and the finding and transforming it into something incomparably precious. Let me tell you. You know how I feel? I feel I am incomparably precious. Just because of my Jesus who made it all possible on that cross. As I always say, my favorite thing, my favorite verse, why I feel incomparably precious. Because I am worth the blood of Jesus. He did not buy me with silver or gold, but he bought me with the precious blood of Jesus. That's where I stand. And that's where I become precious. Knowing and learning, yes, some things come in our way to accept his will. Not my own anymore. Jesus himself in the Garden of Gethsemane bows before God. If it is your will, let this cup pass, but not my will, but your will. Looking at those situations and thinking, you know, I wish this wouldn't happen. But if I submit to the will of God, I will come through it. The victory coming through it is much more precious. When you know exactly the situation you are in, rather than escaping, and you are standing saying, I know, I have been through it. I have been through that fire. You might not see it, but I have been through that fire. I know it. But you know, God has been by my side and delivered me. And I know the victory, how it stands. I know that triumph when I have been through it and standing and saying, I will yet praise my God. I know how I stand and say, no matter what is happening, still I am standing and saying, yet I will praise my God. I know the value of the triumph when you go through it. That's what in our life, not by the side, by on the top or below. He will give victory through it. Jesus did not just overcome the sin by sacrifice. He died. And through dying, he also brought us the victory through death and over the death as well. And the hope he has given us, he has come through. He has been already through it before. The one who stands up there and shows us to say, you will be seated on my right hand side, my good and faithful servant, when he calls each and every one of us. We know what we are looking forward to, because the one who made the way has already laid the path for you and me. And we know he has gone through it already, and now being glorified and seated by the right hand side. And we and I are looking for the same now, because we are going through it. No matter what God allows or what happens, or enemy tries to steal or to kill or to destroy. But my Lord, whom I praise, yet I will praise him. I know he has given me life, and life in abundance. And we praise God for what he has been doing in my life. Yet I will praise him. Yet I will praise him. Let's say again to say, you know what, Lord? It might be gloomy today. I might be still in this night today. I am going through this today. I know the joy comes in the morning. I'm going through the tunnel that I know, but I can see the light at the end of the tunnel. I am being there. I am going there. And I'm only declaring to say, yet I will praise the Lord. God bless you. And may God keep you and protect you and give you the strength, because he is our strength. One thing I want to say before I pass it to Pastor David to pray. We'll be standing here. God has laid on my heart to pray for you this afternoon, to say, you know what? You are going through it, but the victory is yours. You are going through it, but victory is yours. May this be the dark this time. But you know what? There is joy in the morning. Joy comes in the morning. When you know my Lord is in here, my Lord is going through it, my Lord is taking me through this. Yes, the joy comes in the morning. We will be there, and we will be victorious, standing and saying, yet I will praise the living God who is in me. God bless you. Hallelujah.